Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce. How can I assist you this evening?
Hi, Joyce. How are you today?
Fine, and how are you?
Okay, thank you. I need some help.
Yes, ma'am. How can I assist you?
I have been charged well over $200 on my account for no reason at all that I can see, and I would like to know what it's for.
All righty. First of all, can I get your zip code to see if I can assist you with that?
13036.
130. You said 36. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. And what's your first and last name, please?
First name, just like the last time I called and the last company I called with fraudulent charges. It's the exact same conversation. It's Laurine, L-A-U-R-I-N-E. Last name is Saba, S as in Sam, A-B-A.
All right, Miss Laurine, I do thank you for that information. And I'm waiting on my system to load up. I do apologize. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
I do not want to give an address because if this is a fraudulent company, I do not want to give any more personal information.
And I do understand that, but before I can release any information, I do have to verify I'm releasing information to the correct person.
Oh, this was the right person because I've got my bank statements in front of me.
It does not matter, ma'am. I still have to verify.
And they're the ones that gave me the phone number.
Correct.
To call you.
And I do understand that. But before I release any information, I do have to get you to verify your shipping address.
44 Daniel Drive, Central Square.
I do. Thank you for that. Give me a second to open up the account. All righty, ma'am. I did open up that account, and I do see back on 8/09 that you paid $7.95. That was the shipping and handling to receive a tactical bag. That item itself was free. It was a welcoming gift to becoming a part of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store. It does advise you that you had 48 hours from the time that you placed the order to receive the item that you could cancel or they would bill you a membership fee. What you were billed for, it enrolled you into a membership fee to that Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online web gadget store. And also by becoming a member, it did provide you with a $125 voucher that they downloaded into your email that you use at the time. Each month that you are enrolled as a member, they would download that voucher into your email for you to be able to go online to the Factory Direct Savings Store itself and make purchases of consumer gadgets. And they would also bill you a membership fee.
Okay, well, I did not sign up for that. I heard what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in the funnel, I said no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. I have never received an email saying welcome to any membership because I belong to several memberships. And they always send an email welcoming you, here's your next steps. And you get emails that are kind and friendly. I have searched and searched. There's nothing to find. I've looked under subscriptions. I've looked under primary. There's absolutely nothing. This is a total scam. I would like to be reimbursed for everything except the bag, which I did receive. I've already talked to the bank. They are waiting to file fraudulent charges, but I'm calling you first to get this cleared up before I go ahead and process with them.
Well, I
so
do.
I have just looked through all of
you
my
did
bank
say
statements.
You did say you received the item. Is that correct?
I did receive the bag, yes. I
okay.
have received nothing in the mail or in emails saying, welcome to any membership. Never. And that is
these
a
are
that's
online
not how businesses
merchants.
With integrity work.
Well, these are online merchants and vendors, ma'am. They are online. So I do apologize for any misunderstanding. Now, I'm more than happy. I can go ahead and get you counsel out of this. That cancellation on that membership does take effect immediately. Now, I can submit the refund of the $56.95 that you were most recently billed, but that is the only one that I can handle because
well,
you did
not
cancel.
Acceptable.
I do it apologize for that.
$38.18. And I've already been through this with two other companies that have the exact same when they answer the phone, the answering service or whatever, and then you're on hold forever, and then you get the person, you're asked the exact same questions. This is the exact same thing, the exact same scam. Then you're going to say, well, I can just give you this. Do you accept that? No, I don't. I want 100%.
I do. I'm refunding you 100% on the latest charge, but anything in previous months, I do apologize. We are not able to go back in the system to take care of any of that, ma'am. I do apologize for that. I refunded you the one that you were most recently billed. That was the one that was billed to you in December. I refunded you $56.95 total. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account. And you are completely canceled out of that, and I can provide you with a cancellation number if you're ready to take that down.
Just a moment. I want to find out what the balance is that I'm owed. Minus $56.95. So $181.23. Okay, what's the cancellation reference number, please?
That would be C as in Charlie, and that is 263-449-336.
Okay, so now what about the 181.23 that I'm owed?
As I did say, ma'am, those are previous charges, and we can't not go back in the system. The only one I was able to...
fraudulent charges.
Ma'am, I mean, that is up to you, but we can provide terms and conditions to the bank. When they call in, we can provide them with the terms and conditions, and it is stated there when you place the order. So, I mean, I apologize for that.
From you to even know about this scam. I have received nothing in mail, nothing in email. So how the heck am I supposed to know about any membership? Because you don't want me to, the company doesn't, not you personally, you're a very nice lady. The company doesn't want me to know because it's a scam and they have no integrity. Any other thing that's legit, you get welcoming emails, here's your next steps, because they want to serve you because they're actually there for your benefit. It's for win-win, so that they win and they're in business, and win for me so they can serve me and benefit me. That is not the case with this company, whatever this scam company is. So if you can't help me, then I'm filing fraudulent charges, and I'm also calling the Better Business Bureau. So I would like to know the name of the company, because it can't be Primary Hardware. I've received nothing from Primary Hardware, not even receipts. Why don't I receive receipts from them? Because it's a scam.
Because those are online merchants and vendors. And the only way you'll be able to contact them if you send them an email. As I did say, these are online merchants and vendors. We just act as their customer service for them. So I will give you the email to see if you can email them the name, the website you can go to. Would be trendydiscountgoods.com.
Well, you are a very nice lady. You're very patient and calm. I'm very
upset.
That's
fine. Yes, ma'am.
And you are very nice, and I'm sorry that you work for such a scummy company, because you deserve better. You deserve to work for somebody who has integrity.
Well, I do. Thank you, ma'am. I work for a call center. They just employ us as their customer service, ma'am.
Well, it's not good, I'll tell you that. This is the third time with under a different scam name that I've gone through the exact same thing and had to contact the bank, and they're like, we'll file fraudulent charges again and cancel your card again. This has happened 4 times this year, and it's the exact same conversation when I call the call center. It's just a different number, a different scam number. And I'm sorry that you have to work for such an outfit.
I do apologize, ma'am, for any upset you are, but that is, I follow their rules and regulations of whatever they put out for us to act as their customer service. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
So you can't do anything about the other charges. You're not even going to offer me 40% like the other ones, and then they'll go 50%.
No, the only one I could do was the one that was present. Anything previous months before, I can't go back in the system and handle those. The only one I could handle was the one that I see now presently in the system, which was the charge for this month in December. And I did refund you fully on that one.
Okay, please put in your notes that I will be contacting not only the Better Business Bureau, well, obviously my bank for the fraudulent charges, but I'm also contacting the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, ma'am. It's a recorded line. They hear you.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
I'm so tired of these scams.
Well, excuse me. I do apologize for any inconvenience. Is there anything else I can assist you with this evening?
Just your name again, please.
My name is Joyce.
Joyce, that's right.
Yes,
and I
ma'am.
Did okay, thank you, Joyce. Have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Thank you for calling
you.
Customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.